ABC Radio Australia.
In the Solomon Islands, the rift is in style, with the sale of second-hand or pre-loved clothes building a big following on social media. But it's more than just fashion. It's providing income for an informal sector that the Chamber of Commerce says is on the rise. As Chris and Rita Almanuliong reports, thrifting is changing lives and helping families cope with the economic fallout of the COVID-19 global pandemic.
University graduate Ebony Finau watches her phone closely as a dress she just posted on Instagram is snapped up by buyers in a matter of seconds. The buyer is the first person to win the race and type sold in the comments section. Payment and goods change hands later in the week. It's all part of doing business in what's become a new cottage industry in Honiara.
It was really challenging last year to look for a job due to this pandemic. Like most tourism industry, they have laid off most of their staff and recruiting has been held up. So now I'm currently doing a thrift online shop. My business name is Twice is Nice.
It's a playful dig at the pre-loved items she sells. But for Ebony, thrifting is far from play. It's serious business.
I have a total of 6 siblings. I have 5 brothers and I'm the only girl. My dad just passed away last year. So we're living with our mom, but she's now sick and then she got retired from her job. So now it's just me and my little siblings to look after. So this business has really helped, like for us, for paying bills.
She spends her days rummaging through Honiara's secondhand shops, finding that right item that her buyers might want.
I look for clothes, and then after looking for the clothes, I come back. And then if clothes are needed to be washed or bleached, I have to wash it, bleach it, and then after, I'll do the photo taking of the clothes, and then on Sunday, 8:30 p.m., I do the postings.
Stephanie Prince is a former Miss Solomons and works at a family business making fiberglass products like boats and water tanks. For her, thrifting goes hand in hand with her duties as a mother to 4 children, all under the age of 8.
You can't really rely on just one source of income. It's always good to have another source. Being a mom with 4 kids, there's a lot of expenses.
The Solomon Islands Chamber of Commerce says thrifting is part of the rise that they've seen in digital technology. Natalina Hong is its chief executive officer.
Online thrifting is a really interesting one, and it shows the entrepreneurship spirit of Solomon Islanders when they're resilient. Yeah? When they're in certain, the pandemic, people will come up with new ideas as entrepreneurs.
Ms. Hong says the challenge is to shift these type of businesses into the formal sector.
It can be challenging for a lot of emerging businesses, not only thrifting online, but also in other sectors as well. Yeah? Emerging businesses faces a lot of challenges. And for the Chamber, and this is what we've been advocating, widely for most of our members and also the private sector, is talking with the government, advocating for the private sector in terms of, easing tax to businesses and for emerging businesses as well. We've also been advocating for, level playing field, not only with our registered members, but also for our local businesses as well.
The success of Honiara's Thrift Women has also inspired others in how they approach business.
I've seen like a lot of thrifters on Facebook and on Instagram trying to sell clothes and all that. And it has become a really big thing now.
Eunice Phillips is a young photographer whose photos have been earning praise on Facebook and Instagram. She is now using her skills to help those selling clothes online by using models to set up photo shoots.
I thought about, okay, I should venture out into branding photography because I have a lot of people who are doing that, and it'll be a really good way for us to work together, especially women, to work together and try to bring out everyone's passion, yeah, passion, and be able to help them to make money out of it. And not just as much as they're having fun doing it, they can also get a little money out from it.
Back on Honiara Street, it's time for Ebony to meet her customers and make her deliveries.
I do deliveries, but through buses only, so the public buses. I just go delivery. I have like pickup spots where my customers usually wait there for the items to be collected, and then after, if they want home or office delivery, and then I'll go to their home or offices.
In a city filled with secondhand shops and passionate shoppers, thrifting is certainly gaining a following here.
ABC's freelance journalist in Honiara, Chris and Rita Almanu-Leong, with that report.